people to take in their life.
Yeah, and it's been very cool. The other thing, what do we want to tell them about, if there's anybody that is not getting our emails that happens to be on this call series, and you got on because this is the time that you've been getting on, but you're not getting our daily emails or our replay emails, email me at my personal address, maybe, which is tax, T-A-X, enterprises, E-N-T-E-R, P-R-I-S-E-S, at yahoo.com. That's taxenterprises at yahoo.com. And if you're not getting our mass emails about, okay, this is the event that's coming next, email me there.
Yeah, we tried to send an email with two different addresses today. And if you didn't get two today, but you only got one and you noticed that it was from a different email address, I guess I'd kind of like to hear that too, because we're not exactly sure what's going on with that.
Yeah, but...
But it seems like people were getting emails, and then we got a bunch of emails that said, what's up with you guys? Did you stop things? Because we haven't heard from you. And we're like, no.
Yeah.
So.
Hi, guys.
Okay, you guys ready?
We're ready.
We're ready.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. Well, cool. All right, well, Jen, I think you're going to do the...
I'll introduce
our great guest tonight.
If you start the recording, tell me when.
It's ready.
Okay. Hello and welcome, everyone, to the New Wealth Experience, a planet-changing summit. We have over 14,000 people registered for these calls, and we've reached over 137 countries. So we're pretty excited about really making this a global event. On these calls, we are creating a blueprint for the new planet and the new you. These calls will be your personal roadmap to creating your true wealth of passion, your true wealth of inner power, and your true wealth of prosperity. We are committed to sharing with you exactly how leaders of the new wealth movement are creating their lives around, are creating their life around these principles. Today we have a very special guest and, personal colleagues. I've played with them a little bit already on, energy shifting, life changing events. And it's Kristen and David Morelli. And Darius will offer a formal introduction.
Well, thanks, Jen. I'm really excited to have Kristen and David here today. And I really like what they have at the top of their bio, which is change the world while the world is changing. And so it makes great sense to me to have them on a world-changing summit and global event like this. And let me tell you a little bit about them. David and Kristen are visionary leaders, and they're also co-hosts of a very popular radio show called Everything is Energy, with over 250 subscribers that have signed up for this in just 11 months. So they're definitely doing something right, and they know what they're teaching. They're also co-coaches of a powerful online financial abundance community called the Prosperity Tribe. They're using the unbounded power of Kristen's intuition as a self-made multimillionaire and a single mom. She did both of these things, or became both these things, at the age of 30. She was, in her own way, pulled out of retirement in 2008 through inspiration to become a leader in the awakening that's sweeping the planet. She is a pioneer in leading edge business strategies that have enabled her to harness the power of the internet and technology to build multiple seven-figure businesses in less than 1 year. David is an ordained minister who packs 20 years of training and experience in personal transformation and 11 years as an expert in many different fields such as Reiki, hands-on healing, NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, biofeedback, intuition, and energy healing. He's quickly been recognized by the top personal development leaders as a genius in his field. The really cool thing about them is that they have combined their talents. So Kristen and David, working together, have helped tens of thousands transform their lives from the inside out, teaching unique and simple tools to unlock their fears, release their subconscious limiting beliefs, which I think is so absolutely the key to all of this work, enabling the masses to finally enjoy financial freedom, liberation, inner peace, and the relationships they've longed for. So with that, Kristen and David, welcome to the New Wealth Experience.
Thank you. It is definitely our pleasure to be here.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for having us, and congratulations. You guys, this is just an awesome event. I mean, I've known Jen personally for the last 9 months or so, and I was just really, I could feel the actual energy of this when you guys first created it, and I knew it was going to be really successful. So I love that you have thousands and thousands of people involved. It's fabulous.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Well, I want to launch with a regular old question. You know, Kristen, you've got such an interesting background. You both do. And I'm really interested in you both sharing individually your journey to, you know, what really uncovered this. You know, I know that you kind of just took little baby steps at a time, but I know that something happened that really awoke you, and I'd like to hear what that is for you.
You know, there's moments of awakening, right? You know, they happen in little whispers throughout a person's life, and for me, they started happening, you know, throughout my adult life. You know, I, at a very young age, started following Marianne Williamson and started really listening to my inner truth, and, you know, as an adult, you know, I started off selling shampoo when I was 21 years old. By the time I was 27, I was selling and negotiating multi-hundred-million-dollar deals. And along that path, so that was 6 years, along that path, I really tapped into the power of intuition. And all intuition is, you know, all of you guys have it. You know, everyone has the ability to sense something, to sort of follow their gut instincts. And intuition can come from a whole different variety of ways. You know, you have maybe a sense of knowing. You just know that you know, but you don't know how you know. Or that you can see it, or you hear it, or that you have a gut instinct. And for me, I unconsciously cultivated that in my 20s. And that is really a huge part of how I was able to sell and negotiate multi-hundred-million-dollar deals by the time I was 27. I was responsible for a sales organization. And one of the things that was a really aha for me was the day that I realized that intuition and instinct is just the ability to interpret energy, because everything is energy. And I realized that my power in a boardroom, because you know, I was the only female, way younger than my peers, but I commanded the room. And I realized, you know, and I didn't have the resume. It wasn't an ego thing. You know, I'd never thought I was the smartest person in the room by far. But I had this power that exuded out of my cells. And that also was energy. And so it was these different things that happened along the way. And I had a really trying time in my life when I was about 30 years old. I really had to face a lot of my sort of darkness, you know. It was definitely, for me, a dark night of the soul. It was about a dark 2 years of the soul. And I was facing losing everything. I was facing losing my marriage, you know, potentially part of being with my son. He was only, I think, 1 or 2 years old at the time. And I had lost my career, and I was making $3 million a year. So it was devastating to me. And what I realized in those that time is I really woke up to that everything was energy. And that, you know, and I had never heard of law of attraction or intention or any of that. Hadn't heard boo on any of it. But what I figured out was that if I really grounded in, and these are tools that we teach people, but if I really grounded in and I followed my intuition, which again is the ability to interpret energy, and I took steps based on my intuition instead of what I should do or what somebody else says, if I did that with the intention of a certain goal emerging, and you know, I didn't call it intention at that time, I just worked with energy, that everything would be fine. And you know, I was in, I mean, I literally, millions of dollars were going to be gone, and I was terrified. And as I did that, went through that process, I really, my soul just opened up, and I got it. I got it really deeply, that it wasn't about how much action you took. It wasn't about the five-step plan. You know, those can be helpful. It wasn't about the right job. It wasn't about being in the right place at the right time. It wasn't about being lucky. It was about your energy. And so that was, for me, you know, a wake-up. And then I transferred that into my parenting. you know, and I did that with my parenting. It was the whole way that I parented my little boy, in especially the young years when I was nursing him, because I knew that an energetic transfer was happening. And then it's also how we run our business now. You know, we follow intuition and inspiration. We look at the energy of things. We know when something's hot. We know when it's not. And it's really the only, from my perspective, it's the best way to live.
Wow, I love that.
Yes,
I think that's absolute truth. Tell me, you know, one thing we've been doing on
Let David go.
Oh, well, I was going to ask her one question real quick.
Oh, okay.
Was you talked about that really challenging moment. Can you, as best possible, because there are people on these calls that are going through challenges, and when they see us speaking, they say, oh, if I could only get to that point, you know, they've never felt the way I am. Can you take me inside to what you might have been feeling and where you were, so people can see that we all go through that, but there is an exit and an immersion to that when you understand how these things work?
Yeah. I mean, at the time, everything that I valued, everything that I cared about was falling away. And I was terrified. I was actually beyond terrified.
Mm.
It was the time in my life when I learned how to be present. Not because it was some lofty ideal or some lofty spiritual goal. It was a matter of survival, of emotional and psychological survival, because everything that I loved was falling away. And the thing that I find, especially with people who try to use the law of attraction or they try to use intention or whatever, is as soon as they start to try and start doing it, everything starts falling away. And then they're like, you know, what do I do? This doesn't work. Maybe I'm not doing it right. You know, they kind of go into this panic mode.
Yeah.
And if everyone can just understand that, especially at this time in history, everything that is not in truth, that does not serve your soul, does not serve your awakening, whether you dearly love it or not, will fall away.
Yeah.
And it's how you surrender to that process. And that's another thing I learned during that time, was the art of surrender. In another way, in energetic terms, it's going with the energetic flow. And when you surrender and hold out your intention, your vision for where you're going, things, there's a relaxation, there's almost a deep inner peace. No matter how catastrophic your external set of circumstances are. So, yeah, I was terrified. If I started to think about what I was going through, I would start to like kind of go, you know, and I would just get, I would spin out completely. And I remember my son was various ages, but, you know, 1 to 2 and 3 years old. And I remember that I would do blocks with him. You know, I would stack blocks. And I remember my brain, like, I would start to think about sort of the horrible situation I was in. And then I'd be like, I can't go there. Like, I'm not going to make it. And so I would come back. I'd center. I'd set my vision. This would happen in 25 seconds. I'd set my vision. And then I would just start stacking one block on top of the other. Just an exercise of being really present. So, yeah, I've been there to lesser degrees now in my life, but I've been there, and I think we all go there, and it's not bad, it's not right, it's not wrong. It just is the human experience, particularly on the planet right now. At least that's my perspective on it.
Beautiful. Well, David?
Well, a little bit about my background. I started off as an unhappy engineer, you know, and I know there's a lot of logical people, you know, people who come from a logical background. And for me, if you couldn't write something down on a piece of paper, you know, it wasn't real. If you couldn't prove it to me, right, in some kind of equation, it wasn't really real to me. And yet I was very unhappy. I was sort of struggling with all of the, you know, what had previously happened in my life, and taking on sort of a quality of heaviness from the people around me. And I definitely wasn't feeling joyful and fulfilled and living my purpose. And by the way, I would never laugh. That was another thing that was, you know, telltale of who I was then. And it was that way for many, many years until I started finding energy tools. And I, you know, I'd gone through this period of finding success principles, right? And I would study the success principle, and I would, you know, study what the 5 steps are, the 7 steps are, or whatever, you know, and I'd try and...
He'd even listen to it all night long.
I've done that. I've done that. You mean while you're sleeping? I've done that.
If this gives you any clue, here was my daily routine. You know, once I started finding that how things were or had been in my life wasn't how it had to be, once I found that,
yeah.
I started literally 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, studying. And when I say literally 24 hours a day, I would wake up at 3:30 in the morning. I would start eating a bowl of cereal while reading a success book, right? Mm-hmm. And then from 4:30 to 5:30 in the morning, I would listen to a CD, and then I would, you know, a success CD. And then from then, I would go to work out, and I would work out to success principles, right?
Mm.
And then, you know, time management or, you know, how to accomplish your dreams or goals or values, you know. So from that point, you know, then I go into work, and the company that I worked for was based on personal growth and development.
Oh, wow.
Although they worked in the internet. You know, they had a website for college students. And so then I would go from there, and I would come home, and obviously in the car I would listen to success principles, and then I would get home, and then I would, you know, make dinner while I was listening to whoever, you know, this or that. And then I would go to sleep, and this is what Kristen was sort of poking fun at, is I would go to sleep, and there would be affirmations on a tape that I would,
yep.
that I had. And the tape player was one of those auto-reverse tape players,
yep.
so that, you know, it would play one side, it would play the other side, it would play the one side, it would play the other side, all night long.
Yeah.
So that would be my voice of the affirmations of what I wanted.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I didn't know that. I thought
yeah,
it was somebody else's voice.
No, yeah. I wasn't going to bring anybody else's voice up to sleep. Anyway,
I did that for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
At that point, you know, I was really gung-ho. I had all this energy of putting it into what my potential was. And so all that energy, what I realized is I wasn't making the strides that I wanted to make, but I knew a lot of stuff, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
I couldn't feel it.
Right.
I couldn't really embody them, the success principles, but at least I knew about them, and I was sort of trying. But what I found was there was all these subconscious blocks, all these
yep.
sort of blocks of my past, right? And so the key that really opened it up for me was finding energy tools. And energy tools are basically where all your thoughts come from. They come from these subconscious blocks that have your energy tied up in them.
Yeah.
They have your power tied up in them, you know, whether it's money doesn't grow on trees, or whether one of the blocks is, oh, I'll never be successful, or, you know, I'm not worthy of this or that, or those kinds of things. You can't put new thoughts on top of those. It's like, you know, trying to build a building on a faulty foundation. You know, it
yeah.
just won't stand. And so what I realized is that I needed to get to that core stuff, and the core stuff, the only thing that's unlocked it for me, you know, and I was looking over under every rock, you know, looking around every corner. I was doing everything that I could to try and get to these blocks. And when I found these energy tools, which we'll actually share some of them here on the call tonight, when I found these, I was like, alleluia. You know, I was like, holy cow, I can't even believe it. I started to notice real changes. And it didn't come without things falling apart, but it came with the experience of what I've been looking for with all those success principles. It came with true empowerment, and it came with true, like, I could feel it, you know? I could feel it, and I could feel not only the release of those blocks, but then I would notice that when I would go into similar situations of, you know, when the thoughts used to rear their ugly heads, or the, you know, the tensing and the tightening and all that stuff that would come along with certain situations, it wasn't there anymore. Instead, I was clear, and I was able to make the choice that I really wanted to make going forward. And for me, that's how I am where I am today. It really wasn't the success principles, you know. Although I have a fond place in my heart for them, right? They give you the concept, but you can actually take the tools that we teach and apply them to any success principle to clear the blocks to you actually living it. And that's what I find exciting. So
yeah.
The blending of them is actually very cool.
I love that. I do NLP and I do hypnosis. And so, I mean, our backgrounds in that understanding of the subconscious mind is very parallel, at least at this level. But like one of my instructors would tell me, so, you know, people will go to a self-help seminar and they'll hear everything consciously,
mm-hmm.
and what'll happen is it doesn't get in the subconscious, so there's no change, but then they end up sometimes feeling worse because they hear, I can do all this stuff, I'm supposed to be so great, but then the subconscious pattern is still there and that you're not good enough, and in essence the subconscious begins to work harder to reaffirm that belief, and then so there's this discord, and people can feel worse. I was going to ask you, David, how you were feeling during that time of taking all that in, but you still have this underlying program under the surface that's almost like fighting to keep that I'm not worthy or I'm not whatever program running.
Yeah, and the thing that I want to say to people is obviously it's not conscious. Obviously it's not where you're wanting to go, having all these subconscious beliefs that are rearing their ugly heads. But and, you know, like I say rearing their ugly heads, but that's only because that's how it feels, you know, at the
yeah.
time when you're trying to make a breakthrough. And it did. It felt like tension. It felt like war. Kristen just said it's like the man behind the curtain, you know, going,
yep.
who's running the show here? And for everybody, just to give you perspective, you are aware of only 10% of the choices in your day. 90% of your day is formulated by, is made, you know, decisions are made by your subconscious. So 90% of your day is run by the subconscious, and you don't even know it. There's filters that you don't even know are there that are keeping you from seeing the possibilities, the opportunities, and really the breakthroughs of your life. And I know Kristen is wanting to jump in here as well.
Well, really take that in for a minute, because we throw a lot of numbers around, you know, millions and billions and whatever. Take that in for a moment. 90% of your life is run by your subconscious, the things you don't even know you believe. And when you really start to digest that, the motivation comes to, whew, maybe I'm going to work at that level. <You know? laughs> And we see it all the time. I mean, we see it with people who know all the principles, even, you know, people who teach it,
yeah.
who know all the principles. They're great at conceptualizing. They're great at intellectualizing. But the embodiment piece is where the actual enlightenment happens. Because when you embody the vibration of whatever, you know, passion, you know, money flowing, whatever the purpose, you know, whatever the embodiment of that particular vibration is, once you embody that vibration, you've created actually a memory. You've created almost like muscle memory, but it's vibrational memory. And the reason that I say that's when real enlightenment happens is because you will come back. You've now created another neural pathway for how you walk through your life and through the world.
I want to throw in one other thing is when I first heard that 90% of my day was ruled by the subconscious, I was like, yeah, that may be true for other people.
Wow.
But it ain't true for me.
That's
know?
Right. I'm aware. I'm awake.
And then when I started really going in there and discovering what was there and shifting things that were there, I realized, oh, my gosh, it's so unbelievably true. I would say 90% is even conservative, you know.
Yeah, probably.
And that's on this side of, you know, at one point I was on one side going, oh, no, I'm 70% of my day is, you know, ruled by my, you know, conscious
yeah.
mind. Yeah. So anyways, yeah. for all those of you who are like, they're not talking to me. I'm much more evolved. I thought I would too.
Well, the truth is, I even believe that people who are awakened and enlightened, that number is true because
yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Their habits of walking. I mean, those are part of our subconscious. We learned that after we got in this human body.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So all of that. You know, so if you think, well, walking, I guess breathing isn't really that. Breathing is really
well. That's a it's an unconscious. I mean, there's
unconscious,
subconscious,
right?
It's an unconscious process. Yeah.
But anything that you learned while you were alive, swimming, bike riding, blah 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 blah, all of that.
But the ones that get you are the ones that are the limiting beliefs that keep you from really being who you really are. And if you live to be 90 years old, and if we take that 10% figure, David, that, you know, 90% is unconscious, I mean, you know, then, you know, only 10 years of your life have been lived really consciously if you live to be 90. And I've seen the number oscillate, you know, go even higher. So, it's a very, I mean, that's really where the rubber meets the road. And I'm so glad you're mentioning that because that's what people need to realize.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of it is, you know, things that lie in your subconscious is shoulds, right? Lots of shoulds about how you should live your life,
yeah.
right? Lots of shoulds about how you should relate to money. or how you should spend it, or how you should save it, or how you should have this job or that job. And people
you
end up...
You should be living your purpose. That's a
yes.
big one. You know, you should know your purpose already. You know, all that stuff. Those are all laced with shoulds. Go ahead.
And what happens is people end up, you know, we just completed a program, actually, with Marcy Shymoff teaching people about this. But, you know, people end up unhappy, without passion, without money flowing, and they definitely do not feel empowered. And so when you start to work, this is like the coolest thing about working with energy, I think, is when you start to learn really simple tools, because like what David and I teach is very simple. It's just practice. You have to keep doing it over and over and over so that you can start to unhinge all of those blocks. But the cool part about when you start to work with energy is you don't have to figure out every single belief and where it came from and what's your big old long story. And, you know, you don't. I mean, this thing that we talk about is that you don't have to dig through your trash to throw it out. Just go ahead and work the energy and let it go. And the breakthroughs that people have are utterly amazing. And you know, Jen knows this, that, you know, Dave, we've been at this for a year. You guys started to talk about our numbers, but for the mind, you know, sometimes the mind needs to hear the facts and figures to accept something, especially something that's a little more esoteric. But
seems like esoteric.
It seems like it's esoteric. Yeah. It's not until you experience it. But, you know, just to give you guys some examples, this idea that everything is energy, you know, we started talking, I mean, people have been talking about this, but we started a radio show about this in December. And I think Darius said it when he was doing our intro. It's November. We have over 250,000 subscribers. We've been the number 3 show behind Oprah Winfrey with zero advertising, just word of mouth.
Wow.
And when we go to teach a program, and I'll give you 2 other data points just so that people can understand, we went and taught a program, and it was pretty extensive. It was 40 days of immersion, you know, and it took about 4 months out of our lives because there was so much to hold this container. But when we offered that program, we had 400 people enroll. And then when we went to offer a continuity program for people, meaning they could do it every single month, we had 1,000 people enroll. Literally, you know, this is 6 months into us even offering this stuff.
Wow.
I mean, we have more testimonials than we could ever put up. I mean, we need to hire a full-time. We don't put up any of them. We need to hire a full-time person to really be able to, like, deal with it, you know, work with all those testimonials and share them with people. But the testimonials, even though a lot of them are directed at David and I, this is what we tell people. We are not your gurus. We're just regular people. Yeah, we have major successes, and we have done some big things in our lives, but we're regular people. I came from a middle-class military background. David comes from middle-class Pennsylvania engineers. We are just like everyone else, and really our mission on the planet is to return your power to you.
I agree.
For you to start to see that you have the answers. But the thing where you're not seeing your answers and not hearing your answers is because you have subconscious blocks. Yes, and you filter them. And so that's why your intuition, for people who are on here are going, but mine's not working for me. That's because you just have subconscious blocks. And the moment that you start to surrender to that and you go, okay, the subconscious is running my life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I'm not conscious of it. And there, you know, energy is the best way to get to this area. Psychology is emerging in this whole new field. Even Dr. Oz is talking about, you know, energy medicine is the next frontier. I mean, energy is where to create significant quantum leaps in your growth, wherever your focus is. And I'm guessing most of these people's focus is on wealth.
And I agree on that. And then the other thing that I want to second, so to speak, is when you talk about returning their power to them, you know, you gave your power away to people, you know, around in your life. You kind of consider, you know, a lot of people consider themselves sort of a victim of their circumstances. And so there's energy to collect from that. There's your power to collect from that. But I would say even more substantial is the only reason those subconscious blocks are actually able to run any of your life or any of your day is because of the power that you have locked up in there that you don't even know that's locked in there. So what you do is you start to withdraw your power from that belief or from that block, and what you do then is return that power to yourself and to you stepping into the next greater version of yourself or your circumstances or your situation or whatever it is. But you actually literally reclaim the power that you have from those subconscious blocks to be able to put it to the new emerging you. And it sounds kind of woo-woo a little bit as I'm saying it, but when people feel that, they're like, they've got tingles all through their body. They feel so alive. They feel so powerful. And it's really, it's your power that has your subconscious blocks be able to run the day, and it's also your power that you can choose to take that power back and be truly empowered in your life for the life that you want to live. And that's what I know from experience. So, yeah.
Yeah, and if you guys want to, I mean, I don't know what this crowd, you know, sort of what this crowd would be into, but if you feel like it would be helpful, how long do we have for this call? Is it an hour?
Yeah, we have an hour. We've been going about an hour, hour and 5 minutes, and I think I know where you're going, and yeah, they would be, because one thing we've been doing is asking people to give practices that have made a difference in their life. So
You'll
be right online with what we've been doing and the value we've been delivering for people.
That's great. And so I just want to say to everyone, in terms of practices, I mean, there are many great leaders who've been on this series and that you're going to hear on this series, and really trust your intuition about what resonates with you, what really feels like, yeah, that's the one practice or the two practices that I really want to integrate. Because where I see people self-sabotage is when they try to, you know, do 50.
Yep.
And so we'll take you through how to work with energy. For those of you who are listening, get yourself into a place that's comfortable. You know, turn off the TV. If you have the computer on, we recommend just sort of pushing it away and maybe turning the monitor off so that you can go into your own depthful experience of working with energy. And if that feels like it resonates with you, you know, there is a product that David and I have. It's a workshop. You know, we don't teach live workshops. And we taught one almost a year ago now, and we recorded it, and it will be available to you guys. It's actually like at half the price of what it normally is with a bunch of bonuses. So it's really cost effective. But we will tell you guys about where you can go if you want to start working with energy. And whether you do it through us or you do it through somebody else, I really feel like working with energy is such an important practice. And, you know, you can, however you do it, my recommendation is to commit to at least shifting your vibration and shifting your energy relative to whatever your focus is. And if most of the people here are focused on wealth, then relative to your relationship with money and passion and prosperity, commit to doing that at least once a day, whatever practice you use. So having said that, do you want to say anything else to sort of help them have some sort of anticipation of the experience? Or?
Well, one of the tools that we're going to do is one that gets you really present, because you can't tune into your intuition and where life is trying to guide you and what's trying to unfold in your life if your energy is scattered all over the place. You know, part of you in the past, part of you in the future, you know, part of you in conversations or thoughts, or, you know, that scatteredness is actually one of the qualities that is very prevalent in our society, in our culture, you know, around the world, really. And so that's going to be one of the energy tools that I teach. And the other one is to help rejuvenate and recharge you. And unfortunately, you know, looking at the time, we don't have time to go through the one that was the subconscious blocks. But, you know,
you don't think we have time for that?
I don't think so, because there's only really 24 minutes left.
Okay.
So, or so. So we're going to give you a little bit of a flavor for it and a taste for it, because you have to know, you know, that it shifts. You have to have an experience to be able to go, oh.
Yeah, I want to say something about this. Most of what we teach is really simple. David knows some pretty intricate tools, very complicated ones. But what we find is that if you take on a simple practice and you can commit to it, that's going to create a lot more shift in your life than all the fancy tools on the planet. And so we try to keep it really simple so that people can go deeper with the practice. And one of the things about the tool that we're about to teach you is that this is really helpful for people. You know, we know so many people who've tried to meditate and it just doesn't work for them. And meditation can be a really great state. It gets the brain into a really great state to make a lot of shifts in the subconscious. And so this tool is really valuable because you can do it any time during the day, and it just takes, you know, a few seconds. It just takes that commitment. And when you pull all of your power into the present moment, it's amazing what you can accomplish. So,
all right. With that, No pressure, no buildup. So if you would, go ahead and, like Kristen was saying, get comfortable. You know, get yourself into a position where you feel like you can really be at peace. You know, so if that's sitting, you know, I don't recommend laying down because a lot of people will fall asleep because that's what they're, that's the position they're used to. But, you know, whatever works for you. So go ahead and receive a few deep breaths. And then go ahead and scan your body. Just kind of check in with your body and see how are you feeling right now. You know, we've been going here for probably 35 minutes or so, and just kind of check in with yourself. How are you doing? You know, and just scan. Are there places of tension? Are there places of anxiety? Is there a sense of fear, you know, that's somewhere underneath? You know, where are you starting from? You know, are you scattered? And so what I'm going to invite you to do is imagine in the center of your head. Einstein talked about imagination as the gateway to being able to create a new experience for yourself. So imagine in the center of your head a little point of light or a point of awareness. Almost like this little dot that could actually become magnetic. Meaning that this little dot in the center of your head, which is part of you naturally, that this could become magnetic to start to call back all of the energy or your attention or the scattered bits of you that are off doing other things or off thinking about other things. It's almost like it becomes magnetic so that you are able to bring all of you right here. I'll guide you through it a little bit more. Imagine that you could bring all of you back from the past. Any of those parts of you that are still trying to figure out how the heck did I get here and why wasn't my past different? Imagine that you could bring those parts of you that you could kind of release from the past and instead bring all of your energy, your awareness, and your attention right here. Right now. And that energy can pool in the center of your head. And then in a similar way, the energy that's focused into the future, oftentimes we sort of are out ahead of ourselves trying to figure out how this path and how this life is going to go and worrying about what if I take this turn or that turn. Imagine that you could bring all of those parts of you that are off in the future, that you could release from all of those worries, all of those sort of, I'm trying to get here, so you're sort of running out in front of yourself. Imagine that you could actually bring your awareness back and pool it right here, right now. And any parts of you that are off in conversations, sort of scattered, or you know, people will talk about sort of being checked out, go ahead and decide that all those parts of you are going to check back in, that you're going to arrive here. And as you start to pool your awareness in the center of your head, sometimes what I like to do is imagine taking this golden sponge and just cleaning out any thoughts that no longer serve me, that are in the center of my head with me. And I invite you, if that feels good to you, to clean out any thoughts, any conversations, any images of different people, so that it's just you. Here. Now. And now I'm going to add one more tool with you. When people talk about being in the flow, oftentimes they don't necessarily know what that means. But it's a great concept. But instead of it being a concept, right now I'd like you to use your imagination to visualize a golden either column of light or column of liquid, almost like a flow of energy, could come from 10 to 15 feet above your head and could pour down into you. This gold is like brand new life force. This gold is able to flow into your body. For some of you, it's tingles and all. this gold can flow into your body to rejuvenate and recharge you, to nourish you, to revitalize every cell. Like every cell is like a thirsty sponge soaking up this gold, saying, allow this gold to flow into your head, through your shoulders, down through your chest, down through your belly and your hips. Allow this gold to go down your arms. One of the things that I know about this gold is people have to be willing to receive. Consider in this moment that you're willing to receive brand new energy. Allow this gold to nourish you and to fill you up with life force right here, right now. And so it looks like we're going to give a little bit of extra time here for actually doing that subconscious block clearing. But before we do that, just kind of check in with yourself. How do you feel right now? Scan your body and just check in. You feel a little bit more here. You feel a little bit more alive. You feel more relaxed. You feel heavier or lighter. How do you feel within your body after starting to shift the energy? And now, out in front of you, I'm going to invite you to imagine that you have a bubble, as if there could be a bubble out in front of you, and you can imagine it, you can see it, you can sense it, you can feel it, you can intend it, whatever word works for you. But just kind of imagine this bubble out in front of you with a magnet in it. And what we're going to do is work with one of the beliefs that has been getting in the way of you creating prosperity in your own life. You don't necessarily have to know what it is, but the wisdom of your energetic system or the wisdom of your body could actually choose for you. What's one belief or one thought that you've been wrestling with? And if you don't know what it is, go, you know what? I don't know what it is, but I'm going to let whatever it is go into this bubble. And this magnet is going to take the energy of that thought or the energy of that belief out of your body, as if it could literally like suck it out from your body and into this bubble. So as an example, you know, I'll never be successful because I'm too short, something, right? Or money doesn't grow on trees. Or I'm not worthy, any of those. You have to struggle in order to make money. You have to work hard. You know, whatever your belief is, imagine in this bubble is that belief. And with it is all of the energy, all of the feeling that also goes along with it, all of the stuckness, you know, wherever it is in your body, imagine that stuckness could actually go out in this bubble out in front of you. And now, imagine a second bubble off to the side. And in this bubble is another magnet. But this magnet isn't for another belief. Instead, it's to take the life force that you had invested in this belief that's in the first bubble. It's to take the very life force out of this belief, your power out of this belief. What you're going to do is imagine that energy, that power, that life force coming out of the first bubble and into the second bubble. As if the you that you invested in that belief could be sucked out from the first bubble into the second bubble so that you have your raw power in the second bubble. And in the way that a king or a queen commands for things to happen within their kingdom, say to that energy that's your power, go into the second bubble now. Not really like you're gripping onto it. It's just, this is what's so. Allow all that energy to collect in the second bubble and allow that second bubble to be as big as it needs to be. And if you were to have some kind of awareness as to what your power is like, contrasted with what that belief is like, either a feeling sense of each of those or a visual sense of each of those, or if you're able to tune into it somehow, what's the difference between the first bubble and the second bubble? And isn't it amazing? Your power was in that belief. And so now, this second bubble, I'm going to invite you to take this power, this raw life force of you, and I'm going to invite you to bring this bubble, this second bubble, into you to empower, or to come into your body to empower the beliefs that you truly want. It might be something like, I find success easily. Or another belief might be, I'm going smoothly towards my purpose in life, and that purpose is easily revealed. Something like that. Whatever belief that you want to empower, go ahead and bring this power and life force back into you. Let it come into your body. Let it come in and integrate into your body. And allow that power to return. Breathe in. And now, with your power back from that first bubble, I invite you to just take that bubble and either release it or pop it or whatever way feels good to you to be able to have that energy dissipate neutrally. So it's almost like as you pop it, you go, you know what, belief, you may have served me at one point, but you pop it, you let it go, and you say, you know, I release you from your form of that belief. Go off and be neutral. And so now receive a deep breath. And again, scan your body. How do you feel? How do you feel? Do you feel more empowered? I know some people are, you know, I sense energy, so I can sort of experience people like standing up, you know, almost like their chests are broader, or their arms are more open, or they're feeling more emboldened, so to speak, with themselves. This is working with energy.
And the thing that really just amazes me is that's been 10 minutes of working with energy. And for many of you, your very first time with either working with it or working with it in this particular way. Can you imagine if you had a practice of this every day, or if you were learning about this more and more and integrating it into your life? Can you imagine the breakthroughs that are possible for you? It's just incredible. And, you know, that's why there are so many people who write us letters, because just by virtue of, you know, watching our DVDs and then becoming part of the Prosperity Tribe, which is the monthly program, these people start practicing in their lives, and all of a sudden they get the jobs. They have money flowing in from places that they didn't know. They break through old family patterns that have been literally debilitating them emotionally for their entire lives. They get better from, you know, different chronic illnesses. I mean, amazing miracles happen when you start to learn how to work with energy. But see, the subconscious wants to stay in charge. And so that's where you almost become a friend to it rather than trying to dominate it, and start to just shift the energy, shift those beliefs, rather than trying to sort of will yourself into the life that you want. Allow yourself to shift the underlying root cause of what is keeping you from that next level, whatever the next level is for you.
And so if you haven't already, go ahead and open your eyes and stretch and allow yourself to be, you know, to become aware of the room. Oftentimes, what I find fascinating is people will notice it's almost like the room gets brighter.
I remember when I first started working with it this way, that totally happened for me.
Yeah, it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
What, I mean, it's almost like I arrived. I don't know where I was before, but I arrived, you know. And things seem to look a little bit brighter. And people feel a little bit lighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So, how do you guys feel?
Oh, personally, yeah, I feel great. I followed through the entire thing, and I mean, at this moment, I definitely feel a lot lighter. I feel like I have a lot more energy. It's kind of like I want to run around and jump around. I feel like I freed up space. It's almost like, mm-hmm. you know, when you have a computer and you've got all these programs, you've got, you know, PowerPoint on and Windows and this and that, and your computer just running slow, and then you just go in and you go, okay, that's allocating power to that program. I'm just going to click that Xbox and close mm-hmm. that thing down.
Yep.
You know, the computer runs better, runs faster, it doesn't clog up. It does what it's supposed to do, and I can definitely feel a shift in that. So very, very awesome.
And yep. can't you feel a shift on the whole line?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, you can just, through this whole call, I mean, you just feel
yeah.
the shift. It's like an open. It's like, you know, it's like taking your arms out really wide and broadening your chest and just really fully breathing. It's mm-hmm. such an amazing feeling. I love that.
And the cool part to me is, you know, related to wealth, a lot of people are looking for, you know, more freedom, more of that ability to be them, their authentic them, whatever your authentic expression is. And that's the beauty, I feel like, of what we teach people is about authentic wealth, you know, the really allowing the flow, the channels to totally open up so that, you know, the abundance moves through you and you are living in your passion and you're living your purpose. No matter what you're doing, the doing doesn't, you know, that's not exactly the point. It's the being in your purpose. And when people do clear out that space, that's what naturally starts to happen instead of them trying to will themselves to try to change a thought. Because I don't know about y'all, but when I've tried to will myself to try and change a thought, it feels like a big old nasty tennis match is going on in my head.
Yeah,
know?
And it's really impossible because it's a,
yeah.
you know, willpower is a conscious faculty. So you have
yeah.
a very short, we only have short bursts of it and then it's gone. And it's not designed for sustaining long-term anything. And so when people see this idea, I've got to think positive, that's a conscious faculty that you're trying to will yourself to do, but your deep thoughts are springing up from all the unconscious stuff, and that's like never ending. It's like trying to plug a big leak somewhere with a little bitty piece of wood instead of trying to figure out, well, why is there water coming
yeah.
up through the ground here, you know, instead of trying to plug it and watch it spurt out somewhere else and come up through the, you know, is there a line that's leaking? And that's exactly what our subconscious is doing all the time. And it's exhausting to try to fight that.
You know, Darius, when I meet people, I can tell instantly.
Yeah.
You know, that's how my intuition comes in. I can tell where their leaky holes are.
Yeah.
You know, and I've done it. I mean, that I've done since I was a little girl, and usually friends don't like it all that much. It comes in a lot more handy as a coach than it does, you know, and I don't coach privately, but, you know, coaching large groups than it does necessarily through friends and family. But, you know, I can tell where people's sort of those leaky holes in the subconscious are. And for me, because I have a particular attunement in terms of wealth, I can really tell when it comes
yeah.
to money. I can always tell. And it's just interesting to me how people will continue to go after the next shiny object when I feel like, you know, the next shiny set of tools, you know, like, oh, if I just learn these 10 steps or these 5 steps or, you know, whatever. And that can create discipline, but I really, you know, everyone's going to be talking about this in the coming decades,
yep.
that the way to change
yeah.
your life is in energy. And, you know, it's a big portion of the planet who already knows this. They're thousands of years ahead of us. But the way to change your life is really through energy. So, you know, if you guys want to start to practice this more and start to live it more into your life, we did do a special offer for this call. Do you want me to give those guys them the URL for it?
Oh, certainly, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's let them know.
Okay. And let me tell you guys what it is. So it was a workshop that David and I did live. It's a set of DVDs. I think it's 5 DVDs and 5 CDs. And then there's a bunch of bonuses. There's, you know,
there's a daily morning and evening meditations,
yeah.
and those meditations really help you recenter yourself so that you're charged up and ready to go either in the morning time or in the evening time or whenever you need it to be able to have all of you present and ready to accomplish the goals that you have in front of you, you know, to accomplish
exactly.
the task that you have in front of you that day.
And then it's also free access to the Prosperity Tribe, which is our rockin' tribe of people. There are about 1,000 people in the Prosperity Tribe. And it gives you free access for a month to the Prosperity Tribe and all the teachings. We actually coach live and we'll do readings for people on the calls. We coach live 3 times a month, at sometimes 4. And the Prosperity Tribe is about doing both the inner work and the outer work. So we didn't have time to talk about that on this call. But David and I teach a lot about the inner work, about clearing those subconscious blocks. But being a gal who's, you know, been around a lot of wealthy people and has acquired a lot of wealth herself, it's not just about the inner work.
Yep.
That's really, really important.
Yep.
But then you have to be taking the right, inspired, aligned action. And the nexus point of those two, and learning sort of the right, you know, certain skills, whatever those skills are, the actual nexus point of those two is where people will actually make a big quantum leap, you know, going from making 5 figures in a month to, you know, 6 figures in a month or 7 figures in a month or whatever. Those quantum leaps happen when those two come together. And so that's really what we teach in the Prosperity Tribe. I actually teach most of the content around how to start creating multiple streams of income now. And so it's really 2 inner work calls, similar to what we did here, and then 1 outer work one. So anyway, they get free access to that. And then the first 10 people who sign up from this call, we will send them Success Without Sabotage. And I'll just take a minute to describe that if I can. Success Without Sabotage, basically every single person on the planet sabotages. When we start feeling too good, and studies have been done about this across the board, Gay Hendricks, who is basically a grandfather in this whole, you know, self-help movement, or father of, you know, this self-help movement, wrote a book called The Big Leap. And it's all about our upper limit. And when we hit our upper limit, every single one of us sabotages. David has done it. I have done it. People who've won the lottery, you know, 80% of those people end up getting rid of that money within 2 or 3 years. So for those of you who think, well, I can just find a quick fix, I just need to find the next business opportunity, unless you are set up on the inside to have that amount of happiness and freedom and success, you will sabotage it.
Yep.
And so there is it's a 1 hour where we start to talk about the ideas, but we actually teach you an energy exercise, and this is most people's favorite. That's why we throw it in as a bonus.
Yep.
It is most everyone's favorite thing that we've done, and it's called Success Without Sabotage, and it's meditations that you can use so that you can start to increase your upper limit, increase your upper havingness. And normally all of that together, I don't even know, I think it's on the site, it's like over $1,000, and we are offering it for $267. So if you guys want to go there, it is at www.newwealthexperience.com, and then it's /energy.
So let's give them the URL again. Here, let me read it real quick. So it's newwealthexperience.com/energy, and it's all lowercase. And this is really, you know, when we were deciding what we wanted to offer you guys, because I know that, you know, once you get sort of a taste of it, it's like, hey, how do I go a little bit deeper? You know,
yeah.
And I would say of the packages that we've created, you know, this is actually one of the sort of most user-friendly. You know, you get to see us, you get to hear us, and then you also get to be part of the live program for a month.
I mean, the DVDs CDs are normally $4.97.
Yeah.
But the other thing that I want to share with you guys is, you know, it's really, it doesn't say it on the site, but you can cite this. It is absolutely our policy. It has a 12-month refund policy. It has a 1-year refund policy. So for anybody who decides, you know what, I want to try this. I kind of want to start working with energy. I kind of want to get coached. You know, within 12 months, you can return it, and we'll give you your money back. No questions asked. You know, it's not a big deal to us. If this isn't your path, we don't want you to take it.
Yeah,
so,
that's great. Let me tell people, too, if they're listening in on the webcast, there's a button that should be on the left-hand side of the screen. They can click if they want to take a look at this information, and they can do that. And, again, it's just newwealthexperience.com/energy, and that's all, just the word energy, nothing else after it. And what I really like about what you guys said is I was having this discussion with one of my friends who's a big real estate investor in Jacksonville, Florida, and I said, what the world does not need right now is more gurus necessarily. What we need are people to step into their own power and
yep.
tune into their own infinite intelligence they have, so they can, instead of following around and never really getting to their truth and being powerful, that they can go out and create themselves. Because we've got enough gurus. We call
yeah.
them politicians. We call them all sorts of different things in the world. But we need people who step in their own power and do that. So I really, really appreciate that, because that was coming into me today. And I feel like, wow, we just totally put that vibration out there. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. You know what's really interesting is, as you were talking about gurus and taking your power back from gurus, tomorrow on the Everything is Energy radio show, we're actually covering that very topic. And we're going to have Gay Hendricks, as well as somebody else who knows a lot about Emerson, Brian Johnson, who's going to be on and talking about the James Arthur Ray sweat lodge tragedy. And, you know, why weren't those people listening to their bodies? Why weren't those people listening to what their inner wisdom was saying in the in those moments?
And not only not, why weren't those people are really representative of everyone else. I mean, we put this out on our Facebook wall and people went nuts over this discussion because so many of us give our power away to people that we think are, you know, more beautiful, richer, happier, skinnier, you know, whatever that it is that we want. And really, there's certain people who are authentic, who offer a path. And if you choose to follow it, it's great. But a real leader will always point you back to yourself. They will always point you back to your own power and discovering your own power. So anyway, it is true to our heart. It has been something, you know, as we have been catapulted onto the main stage here in the last year, that we say over and over, is not only are we not your gurus, you are your own guru.
Exactly.
And we're just going to help you find it. So anyway, we are talking about that tomorrow for everybody who wants to listen. It's everythingisenergy.com, but you can Google Everything is Energy and you'll find us. And you can come listen to our radio show and just, you know, hear sort of how we share information with people.
Yeah, I love that. I said in the beginning of these calls that these are not, you know, you're going to hear a lot of different people. Their role is to lead you back to your own truth, so that when you hear David or Christine say, you know what, I've been there, I felt that, there's a part of me that's coming forward that I used to connect to. And so what I always tell people is, my job is not to teach you anything, it's to make you remember what you really are. That's the role of true teaching, is that you remember your power and your truth. So
that's really, and, you know, I just want to say real quick, that's really what the tools that we teach are all about. You know, it's really about you being able to reconnect with your own power, re-embody your own power. And when it comes to wealth, you know, when it comes to prosperity, that's a place where people have a lot of energy tied up in stuff that ain't serving them. And so that's really why we created that product that's on the website. It's why we have the Prosperity Tribe, is really because people's power is so locked up in stuff around money. When they have that energy freed up and all that power back from it, boy, what they do with their lives is amazing. They have so much vitality.
Their whole life opens up. It's not just about the money. Then
It flows into relationships. It flows into really every area. So,
will you say the URL again and then tell them about the first 10?
Sure. It is newwealthexperience.com/energy, and energy is all lowercase. And then
the first 10.
The first 10 gets success without sabotage. So if you guys are interested in that, really, you know, I always say, whenever you're making a buying decision of any kind, tune into your intuition. Like, tune into yourself and go, is this for me? If it is, great. If it's not, great. You know, no matter what you do in your life, you have to be willing to follow your inspiration, your intuition, whatever it is that's sort of guiding you from a deeper level than the level of thought. You know, because a lot of people go into fear, you know, but there's a certain underlying energy that's, it gives a yay or nay. And, you know, whenever I'm doing anything, I always say, okay, I'm going to tune into that yay or nay on the deepest level of me, and then I act from there.
You know what's interesting, you guys, and I know we're wrapping up here, is actually in our own calls when we're offering programs, we usually lead a meditation to lead people back to their own truth. We actually take them through an intuition exercise so that before we offer whatever we're offering, so that they can feel into their yes. And we always tell people, if it's, you know, not a heaven yes, then let the moment, you know, let it pass. But if you feel that sort of urge or that leaning from deep inside of you, to really honor yourself and follow it.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. Darius, do you want to ask your tapestry question?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jen. That's so wonderful. Well, that's great because we're clearing beliefs and clearing blocks and clearing things and creating new paradigms. I'll ask a question of David and Kristen. I don't know if we do it individually if we have time, but the question is, and y'all could probably answer individually, is imagine that the world is absolutely a blank tapestry. There are no rules. There's no old paradigms that we have to live under. There's no limitations. We're pure humanity, pure love, pure possibility, which is our natural state. Paint for me what that world would look like. How would people live? How would they connect? How would they share their wealth of passion, their wealth of ideas, their wealth of vision with each other? How would they treat each other? What would it be like, and I'll start with David, what would it be like for you, David Morelli?
Well, it wouldn't be so much of a tapestry as it would a field of living energy. And within that field of living energy, each person interacting with each other would be glowing their unique glow. You know, the sort of light within would be shining brightly, and each person would be contributing their authentic selves and their full selves. And there'd be a heck of a lot of play, as well as a heck of a lot of validation of each other and really honoring each other's gifts and, you know, asking for whatever it is that we need from those around us and being able to really receive other people's gifts as well as, you know, sharing our own gifts. And really it's like it's similar to a divine symphony, you know, where everybody's in tune with themselves. You know, everybody's tuned up, so to speak, to the light within. And as they share that, as they play their music within the world, it's almost like, you know, everything becomes alive with tingling energy and vibration, and people feel wonderful. And that is the baseline for living life. And in that tapestry, that's really what I see. And then it's almost like this interconnectedness of us all is honored in those moments, realizing that, you know, truly this is sort of one life, so to speak, through many bodies and many experiences. And that's the world that I see.
Beautiful. Kristen?
Yeah, gorgeous.
I don't know. I feel like my husband really encompassed it. But, you know, I see the same thing. Like the first image that came to my mind was seeing people sharing openly and freely in total freedom of movement and of expression and sort of that ebbing and flowing, and there's harmony in it. There isn't war within it. And I don't mean war like war in other countries, but we all have a war going on within ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so what I see in this tapestry, or however you want to call it, is just movement. Movement of energy that's really sort of symbiotic and pure and authentic.
Beautiful. Well, I hope that all of us on the call, and I'll ask that all of us on the call, if that resonates with you and that strikes your chord, hold that vision and that intention and try to share it with the world tonight and give it to somebody and live in that place.
That's really the key, is to live it ourselves.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
Living our own lives, and from that place, all other areas are affected because we're all interconnected, truly.
I'd like to actually say one thing about that. Each one of you, in terms of trying to change the world or going out and trying to affect change in any way, if you are willing to go into the deep journey within, and I think you are because you're on this call, you're a part of this program, if you're willing to go deep within and sort of excavate your own places where your energy is tightened or hardened or blocked, if you're willing to do that and to release and to open and to create more freedom within you, you are actually serving the planet in a greater capacity, I believe, than anything else you could do.
That's cool. And future generations.
I mean, yeah. I mean, we talked about that with parenting. We did conscious parenting 2 weeks ago or last week, I can't remember. But, you know, the same thing with parenting is there are no shoulds around parenting. The only thing that I would call you to do is to go in and clear your own stuff. Just go in and clear and keep committing to that over and over and over. And as you do that, you are vibrationally modeling for your children and for the generations to come a more free and open-hearted and loving and whole experience as a human being here on the planet.
Wow. Jen, you talk. I'm
like
we're just kind of sitting
here absorbing it.
Yeah, we're enjoying this. We're not working. We're enjoying it. So I'm just sitting enjoying that vibration. Wow. I love that. So we all have that obligation, not only to ourselves, but to future generations and to the world.
Yeah.
And to all life forces and forms on this planet, too, including the animal kingdoms and plant kingdoms and everything else that we share this beautiful space and humanity with. It's wonderful. Jen, can you close? Because I'm just in a high place. I'm just...
The closing is not in this vibration. You're gone. Yeah.
I'm gone. I'm in the fourth dimension. I'll see you guys
call.
Later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fourth dimension now.
And I tell you, in doing this project with Darius, sometimes he'll text me and say, I'm going in deep meditation. I'll see you on the other side. And and he, you know, I think that, you know, what's kind of cool is, you know, we both have our place of bliss, and we know that when we're there, we receive whatever we need to receive. And I think that, you know, I really want to offer that. You know, I want everyone to be able to receive that state of bliss. You know, one of the things that my yoga teacher, instead of ending with namaste, I bow to the light in you, he says, may all beings be at peace and free at heart. And it's just, and there's like a Sanskrit word that goes with it. And so I guess I kind of want to end with that. You know, may you all be free and have peace at heart. Namaste.
Beautiful. Wow.
And join us tomorrow. We're talking with T. Harv Eker, and he talks about the millionaire mind.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, David and Kristen.
Yeah, it was fabulous.
You're welcome,
fun.
You guys.
Good. Thanks for doing the work in the world. Thank you for the work. Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.